I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Three options to improve drainage within the Interstate 20 Economic Development District were presented to the I-20 Board to consider in a meeting Tuesday night. The S.E. Huey Corporation addressed questions about the proposals. Each one would exceed $3 million. One option would require construction of a 4x5 box culvert system under the interstate. However, to put the system in place, sections of the interstate would have to be cut out and all lanes of traffic would have to be rerouted. The option would cost $3.8 million. Another alternative is construction of a detention basin that would hold the water and release it over a period of time. That basin would encompass 40 acres and cost $3.9 million. The third option is to have a detention pond of about 18 acres with two 40-inch pipes burrowed under the interstate. That proposal came in at just over $3 million. Job seekers looking for work are heading to the 2015 Northeast Louisiana Career Fair and Veterans Career Fair. Veterans-only event is from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. The career fair for general public is 10 a.m. to 2. The event is today at the Monroe Civic Center Conference Hall. Admission to the event is free and open to all area veterans and job seekers. Almost 50 businesses will participate, representing a wide array of employers from manufacturing and industry, as well as finance, banking, healthcare, communications, the retail sector, and customer care. A Baton Rouge company has developed what they call a smart fabric to help diagnose head injuries to football players during games. Mariucci Body Track's president Curtis Cruz says they've placed this pressure mapping fabric inside helmets and it registers each hit taken in real time.
We also have additional sensors that we include inside our sensor kit that provides information on exactly how hard you were impacted and the rotational forces that your head saw as well.
Cruz says knowing exactly where a player took a hit and how hard the impact was is important later down the road when you actually are providing care and treatment. He says to truly help prevent concussions, there needs to be a better way to detect injuries and provide care.
The fabric itself is a key component in identifying when something has happened, and then we've got a full system that integrates in with the fabric itself to identify when something's happened. It tells you then what to do.
Cruz says this technology will make its debut during LSU spring football when there will be pilot programs with several youth football organizations in the fall. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day, the high in the low 50s and clear tonight with the low in the mid-20s. This is KEDM News.